for calling Confer's Diamond Jewelers.
I wanted to make sure that you were bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning.
I'm trying.
You sounded it.
Well, I'm really trying. I haven't even given my coffee done yet. I only got about 3 swallows of it. Usually I have a whole cup done before I come to work.
Amen. I can't.
I couldn't.
I completely understand.
So how's business going?
It's definitely picking up as it should be, but
good.
The most encouraging thing is almost everybody is saying how wonderful of a year that they're having, that they're, you know, that the season's starting off good. So, you know,
good.
Occasional, you know, Debbie Downers, but you know, I mean, honestly,
maybe I should do that. I'll try that. It's been the worst season for.
Well, the irony with that is, you definitely, I mean, you get to know everybody, and not in depth with everybody's business, but you get an idea. I follow a lot of people, and I know who's doing little, you know, I like seeing Monica, you know, do her little, you know,
Facebook thing.
Facebook, yeah, 100%. So, and then,
did you like our, did you catch our summer, our first snow sale this week?
I don't think I did.
Oh, man.
I haven't, well, come on, lady, I've been working till 7 o'clock every night, so I haven't had
really
this any time.
This was at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Whenever we get a snow, or a snow, when we do our little snow sale, so it wasn't, what we did was just use the Black Friday stuff from.
I'm going back to look at it. That was a while ago. Is it her Christmas hat?
I can't even remember. It's been so long.
Whatever the heck that pen is gorgeous.
Well, we did, that was our Black Friday probably one.
Okay.
I mean, you had to say something, or was that Black? That was Small Business. Small Business was the elf hat. Then on Tuesday, then we had a snow came through and everything was shut down. And
okay.
So we always do our snow sale. So.
All right. Well, I will keep a close eye on that in case you're
Yeah, things are happening here. You have to be on top of it, Mick. Hey, have a wonderful day.
Wait, hold on one quick second. Are you guys open on Monday yet?
Not yet. Not until the 15th.
Okay. All right, because I got a report saying that you guys sold 2 diamonds, which it's part of it's part of that program where I have to replenish.
Oh.
So I just wanted to make sure if you guys were open on Monday, I would adjust it and do it till Monday. I'll just do it normally, like I normally do, and give
you
Yep. All right.
Yeah, because you just sent us a 1-carat, right? I think that's what it was.
Yeah, they say,
okay.
The report says that you sold it already.
It shouldn't, because I haven't even got it out.
Okay, maybe that's a different one. Yeah, well, here, before I make a mistake, he gave me 2 product ID numbers that are reported on his report from BIG. Give me just a quick moment, and I'll tell you what it is. And
I didn't even know we were on BIG now.
Well, actually, there was a GSI-1 that was reported sold.
What? Can you give me the P number?
Sure, P311.
Wait, 3-3, oh, yeah, that one was sold.
All right, yeah, that was purchased back in May. And then the other one that he told me to replace was a 101 HSI-1 that was also purchased back in May.
Is that an oval?
Nope, that was a round.
What was that P number?
P308652. I have a feeling that that was the one I just replaced. So I'll take that one off.
Okay, so that one was sold to I still have it on my list. I haven't checked. The only thing I did the other day was I went through and weighed the rounds. I got the rounds all weighed and made sure they were on the right pads and stuff. And so that's all I got done the other day. So I didn't go in and pull.
Right.
I just look at diamonds and tags. And they don't have all that information on.
Understood. Well, I'll remove the one, but if you happen to stumble upon it and you go, oh, wait, no, he was right, give me a call back and I'll just add it. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. Okie dokie. Oh, I know what we really could use. And
what?
And I don't know if they're a big seller right now, is a princess.
I will tell you my fear about princesses. A, they are a bit hot. They're not cutting a lot of them. My biggest fear is if someone wants it for stock, sure, no problem, happy to do it. When it comes to memo, my biggest problem, or historically the biggest problem, has been that they sometimes come back with chipped corners. So now you've got a memo diamond.
I didn't think about that.
Now you've got to pay for the recut, and now you own the darn thing. So where I completely try to support you guys the best I can, that's one of those ones where I would rather do that on a need basis, not a want basis.
Okay. Now I understand. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. I didn't even think about that coming back.
You know,
no wonder most people want
to. So, you know, I usually like to just say yes and move along with my day, but in this one, I think for safety purposes, I think we hold up on that one.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you then. 100%. I didn't think through that one.
No problems.
All right. Well, thank you. I'm glad you're there to help me think through things.
I'm glad to be here for you.
All right. Thanks, Mick. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.